opposed?
Brandon, if you'd like me input the...
Yeah, so I was just, that way we can talk about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't care to look at it. I don't guess. I don't understand. If when they call you on the phone right now?
Yesterday.
And you're just wanting to bring it up now because there's time or what's
yeah,
going to
we're
wait?
Yeah, waiting until 10:30 for the next one in person.
Okay, I'll aye then.
All right, we got 5 ayes. Motion carries.
Part of the history is in years past on condominiums, the assessor's office has, say, that building there, and they're all the same size unit. We haven't looked, and before me, we didn't look at whether they had a view, this, that, or the other, stairs and those kind of things. We just placed them all at the same value. Well, in 15, we found that this particular building, the lower level, if this is my memory now, has trees right in front of it. You don't have a view of the lake at all. The second one's a little better, third one's a little better than yet that. The fourth one is the premium. And again, I'm going on memory.
I'm not seeing any trees at all in the back there. I'll go back to that other picture. I don't see any pictures or anything back behind it towards the lake. But anyways, go ahead, Chuck.
So the fourth floor is, this is my memory, is the premium units in this building. And if I'm not wrong, they even have like a cathedral type ceiling a little bit. So anyway, as we work through this in 15, the top floor is much more valuable than the other floors, especially the bottom floor. And we could go to Pictometry or Google or something and look and find out if I'm remembering right about the bottom floor. But anyhow, the top floor, I believe, has cathedral ceilings and has the best view. And we've got sales letters that back that up to boot.
That's the front. That's not the lake view.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. And he's talking about the lake view. Then you go to the
so basically, the trees at the lake the level back coming back is blocking the lower
correct
views of the
yeah.
But the back, I mean, I'm just been maybe you can't
the
see.
The higher
them,
you get, the better
more,
angle.
The better yeah. Your view is, the higher you get on the building.
I'm fine. What's the address?
730 Emerald Point Drive.
And he was paying what, Brandon? Or
and they just said it more than doubled, so that's why I was asking about the history.
And went into night.
They might not have sent in, because I know they live there, so they might not have sent in a
condo letter.
Did you ask him if he had talked to our office?
I had no. He just called me and said the conversation pretty much went, "Why are you wearing a sport coat?" I said, "Well, because I've been at BOE all day." "What is that?" "Well, that's where we." He goes, "Well, mine more than doubled. Why?" I go, "I don't know. I'll try to find out."
Trees.
So you just couldn't see it from that back picture.
Correct. There's quite a bit of them.
Your memory was correct.
Pretty sure it was. Not a lot of
trees time. On core take? I can't imagine that.
We had lots of fun at Emerald Point. We had these units, and there's some other condos that are different situation right next to them. I think
maybe we'll see what they're selling for.
Then you get around to Paradise Point, and it's another story.
Yeah, over there. 750, right? 750 in Old Point?
730, I thought you said.
730, right.
I can't see it, Brandon. We're over there. What are you... What are you looking at there? It was a little confusing to you.
Again, what unit is he, do you know?
I don't have a clue.
Says so unit 433.
Does the history show that he's right with what he told you with the raising double?
It could be because of the condo letter issue, too, though. When do you send those out, Chuck, the condo letter?
The first of the odd-numbered year, first 15, we'll send them again first in January 17.
At the same time, you send out the request for fill in of all.
183.
You know, I didn't get mine this past year. I got mine the year before. I never received mine.
Is that right?
It dawned on me. I called over here.
Go back to GIS on that.
Several people out there didn't get them. Come to find out.
1707. Yeah.
Okay. Here's one for sale from 274.
This last year, but the year before.
Year before. So, so last year I got mine.
Let's see if I can find a sold. Here's a close for $255.
We got his on for $205.
The main issue is probably the condo letter.
Are these other people not going to show up, or what are we waiting on?
10:30.
Yet? 10:30.
I guess that's what it was, wasn't it? 10:30.
They're not
scheduled till 10:30.
Well, the reason I said that is because we've got the next one below it is another one of those condo down at the penthouse condos down there in the city of Branson.
Here's another close for 220.
Are those all two fourth floors?
The
assessed value is probably accurate. It's just
back
the
back.
Classification.
Sounds right to me.
Could you tell, Jeff, were those all fourth floors?
I could not tell.
Probably didn't say on your deal.
But I see a bunch of 220 closed. And
I said the assessment, the value is probably correct. It's just the classification issue.
We have it at 180 something. I think they're worth
205.
Okay, 205.
Worth every bit of that, I think.
Huh?
They're evidently sure. Worth every bit of that. Plus some.
And were you wanting to move on to that teleconference?
Well, Danny?
At 10:45.
And Mike, do you guys want to look at that as far as the classification issue now, or do you want to wait for it?
Why don't we put it, if you've got the numbers down and everything, why don't we put it on for that last day when we summarize everything? Would that be all right? I mean,
that's fine with me.
We'll give it a BOE number then, Leslie.
You want to make a motion to the attorney?
Because we really, you're not the agent, so we're really not supposed to have you.
No, the statutes, we did it, we've done it before, Donald. The statutes allow us to bring up any parcel number we want.
But
you know what I'm talking about, the agent, we've gotten into that before.
Here's the thing, though. I don't care to
right.
Look at this. I'd like to set it for the
date. Last day whenever we do
when we do
the,
all right. The stuff. Well, then we can decide what we want to do.
Right. The motion before was look at it per parcel number with a BOE number to be given. So it's already done.
And that's the reason I hesitated on that. So right. To look at it, let's look at it at the last day if we care to. And you're talking about maybe looking at the classification.
Yeah, just the classification.
down to the teleconference at 10:45, or do you want to...
Well, there's two of those. It's the same on the penthouse.
Yeah, it's the same person.
Same person, and if we could move those...
5 minutes.
Move those along. Haven't we pretty well done the same thing? If we can get the one's 12:05, that's exactly what the other one was that we looked at. Now, this second one is a little different. Did they have a or did they send in a letter, Chuck, on those?
Which ones you talk about?
We're talking about
49 and 50.
49 and 50.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Both of them are for the same person, and what did we do on that? Because that one said exactly the same number as the one that we looked at before, didn't it?
One's 1109, one's 1108. I don't know what the unit, or that'd be right next door, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That's the 350, the 1109, and 1108 is...
The first one has no letter.
Peace program.
Jeff, is that the one you had all the comps on?
Yeah, they're going to appraisal right here.
We set those at 60.
Not for this. But
I know, but we set those at 64. Can you, if they're not outside view like those others, we can set it at 64.
Why is it at 160? This is a, the other one was at 112. Why is this one at 166?
Yeah, I think they might be in different.
Different buildings.
One's at 11. Well, the second one we're on this sheet, today's sheet, is right next door to the one we set at 64, the way I look at it.
This might be one of the comps for the other one. This is unit 907, is that?
Yeah, and we're on the other
page. Yeah, it's comparable on
908. Here. I'll look it up real quick.
Yeah, look it up and see if it ain't right next door, and if it's at 64.
I think it's real close, because it's comparable. It is the low comparable on all of these.
Yeah, that was 1106 and
189. Yeah. The strawberry donuts are these.
It's 1106. That's 1109, the one we set at 64. And this one is.
Yeah, it closed March. They bought it in March of this year.
And the next one is 1109.
It was originally listed for 79.9. They sold for 50, which sounds correct.
It's sitting right next door to the one that we've also got kind of a. We denied one earlier for 89.
But we denied that one. It was a double size. And yeah. We kept it at whatever it was, 127.
But 49 and, let's see, 50 is the one that's exactly like the other one.
I think this does have a lake view, though. Yep, it does. It does.
Which one?
This one has a view. Well, okay. The first one we have on here.
49.
Unit 907 has a view.
Has a lake view?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we were, I think, referencing the next one.
Now, the one we did the other day that we denied